You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, and welcome back to the Music Interval Theory Podcast. I'm Frank, and today we're diving deep into the heart of musical collaboration and the invaluable lessons it brings. Grab your headphones, folks, because this is a story about turning notes on a page into magic in the air. Picture this. TC, a friend and fellow composer, once shared a fascinating journey while he was scoring for Warner Brothers. Every week, TC recorded cues with live musicians, a luxury that isn't afforded to everyone in our line of work. But the real gold in this story isn't just about having access to live musicians, it's about the interactions that followed. TC had the chance to work closely with Rick Baptist, a veteran brass player, and later the vice president of the Musicians Union. Now, Rick wasn't just any musician, he was the section leader for the brass. Imagine being able to ask a seasoned pro like Rick, "Hey, is this part good for the trumpet and trombones?" More often than not, Rick's answer was a straightforward nope. But here's where it gets interesting. Rick didn't just stop at no, he educated TC on why a part wouldn't work and how it could be rewritten to truly shine. This kind of feedback is gold. It's direct, actionable, and comes from years of mastering the craft. And here's a twist. Despite graduating from prestigious institutions like UCLA and USC, TC admitted that the nuances of writing for specific instruments weren't covered as they should be. This gap in formal education was bridged by real-world, practical advice from a musician who lived and breathed music. This brings us to a larger lesson about the power of communication. When you have the opportunity to interact with someone who has decades of experience, you listen, you learn, and you apply. It's about harnessing their knowledge to enhance your own skills. And this isn't just about composing music. It's a fundamental approach that applies across all creative endeavors. Speaking of community and sharing knowledge, we've got something brewing behind the scenes here at the Academy. We're setting up a list of professional musicians within our community, real pros who can record from home and collaborate on projects. It's about making these hidden gems known and accessible to all our members. Yay! Think about it. Why settle for generic when you can sound unique? Adding a live musician to play over your tracks can transform even the simplest chord progression from heard it before to wow, that's fresh. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that integrating professional musicians into your work isn't just about enhancing the sound. It's about creating a signature style that stands out. So next time you're working on a piece, think about reaching out to a musician who can bring that extra flair to your composition. Keep pushing the boundaries of your creative horizons. And remember, when in doubt, collaborate and communicate. Have a wonderful rest of your day and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.